let's talk about Beautiful Venom. To be honest, I don't even know how to put my emotions into words, but let's try. I mean, Rena Kent entered her new era. If you guys know me, I love dark romance and I love ice hockey, and this book combines both of those things. So we're off to a good start, and it did not disappoint. Let's start with the protagonist. I absolutely love Dahlia. She's a strong, badass FMC. Yeah, she has some things that she's struggling with, but overall, I love her personality. And also a surprise for a Rena Kent book, we don't have a virgin FMC. Yes, girl, I love that. And let me describe Kane Davenport for you. Looks-wise, let's add some Eli King. And personality, it's like a combination between Jeremy Volkov and Killian Carson. And then you get Kane Davenport. This man is a psychopath, okay? And I learned to love Kane because, yeah, he's a psychopath, but he also has this really cute side. I mean, yeah, he's obsessed, but like in a good way. And he's protective. He's giving a lot of you touch her and die vibes. And that's how I like my book, man. Tall, dark, morally gray, and obsessed. By the way, read a trigger warning. When it came to the first spicy scene, I thought like, Dubcon, But then moving on, I thought, Dubcon, okay. There was absolutely the right amount of spice in here. All of these are for spice. It was hot. I mean, yeah, there was some fucked up shit going on for sure. But I kind of liked it, especially in the end. And let's not forget the storyline. I like the whole setting. Also with her sister, the female right, the ice hockey. It was a good balance. We had some great suspense. I wanted to know, okay, who did that? I mean, dark romance and ice hockey, how could you not like it? Let's come to the rating. I think I would give it 4.5 out of 5 stars. And for the spice, I would give it a 3.5 or 4 out of 5 chilies. This book made me really excited for Rena Kent's new era. And I'm also excited for the next book because the setting here also sounds amazing.